It's been a big week for our tourism sector, but it's going to be an even bigger week and months ahead as finally Queensland hit that 80% double vaccinated mark only yesterday. And so the tourism industry now is absolutely gearing up finally for the borders to reopen on Monday, just a matter of days from when the program goes to air. A regular guest, very insightful guest on the program throughout 2021 has been Michael Nelson. He's the boss over there at Pinnacle Tourism Marketing. He's been in the industry for many, many years. It's fantastic to grab him on the line from Brisbane. In fact, he's down in Brisbane for work. Michael Nelson, welcome to the King Review, first of all.
Great to be back again, Gav.
Now, Mr. Nelson, tell us the feelings within the tourism industry. How is everyone travelling? How is everyone ramping up for, well, as I said, in a matter of days, those borders reopening?
A mixture of emotions, mate. There's excitement, there's relief. Relief, I think, at some of the commentary that we're seeing at the moment, which is certainly pointing to the fact that border closures and these massive restraints on our industry are perhaps in our rear vision mirror, and then genuine excitement that we're going to be welcoming people back to our region and doing what we love to do, which is showing off our region to the rest of Australia and then hopefully into 2022, the rest of the world as well.
What about gearing up for what we hope is a bit of almost a last minute rush now, given we're halfway through December? Are businesses, given what they've been through in the last nearly 2 years now, are they able to ramp up and be ready to welcome those visitors?
Look, there's going to be challenges, Gavin. Mm-hmm. There's no question. We're not through this yet. And anyone that's thinking that, right, okay, it's done, COVID is behind us, that's not a correct perception. Mm-hmm. We've got challenges now around our workforce, and you'd expect that because we've lost, I think, somewhere around about the 8,000 jobs mm-hmm. out of our industry, and that's just in North Queensland. Yes. That's a massive gap. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we're going to need our staff coming back into the industry. We're going to need those working holiday makers coming back into Australia. Hopefully that will happen on the 14th of December. It was supposed to happen on the 1st, but we had to put a bit of a pause on that. Mm-hmm. We want them back. We want them to bolster our workforce and help us deliver the experiences that we're renowned for.
Mm. Paint a bit of a picture, if you can, Michael, about what do the next 4 to 6 months look like? You know, we're coming into the wet season. It's often a quieter period as we get into the first quarter of next year. What do you expect that it looks like? And I guess, can businesses hang on, if you like, until things start to happen, generally in April, I guess, around that Easter period?
We're really hoping that with the borders opening on Monday, that we're going to see an extension of the Christmas and New Year trading period.
Okay. Have you
that's
got any
really quite solid? That's looking solid.
And on that, have you got any forward bookings intel to indicate whether that might be the case or too early?
Still a little bit too early. Okay. I think that consumer confidence, which has been such a massive point that we've had to bring into the equation, everyone's still just holding on just a little bit, just to make sure that yes, once the borders open, no one's going to be snapping the borders shut again. So we've got that consumer confidence there that we're still fighting just a little bit. But we really want and we're really hoping that people in New South Wales and Victoria in particular that have been really locked down and really adversely impacted by COVID, we really want them to sort of say, right, let's just get out of here. Let's just go somewhere different. And we're hoping that that's going to be North Queensland. We're hoping that it's going to be North Queensland in January and really see an extension to that summer period that, yes, you're right, that we normally wouldn't see.
Mm. Turn now to international visitors. That's obviously the other massive topic facing our region over coming months and years, probably. What are you hearing about the potential for international visitors to return? What sort of discussions are happening with the industry and government?
So we've got to restart the international market again from scratch. Mm. That's quite a daunting task that we absolutely have to rebuild all of that. We're already in discussions with all of our wholesale partners right now, even though that we haven't got a real clear indication from government, but we're putting the markers in the sand to sort of say, right, mid next year, towards the back end of next year, we'll start to see a sustainable pipeline of international visitors starting to come back into Australia. because of the lead time of those bookings, the conversations that we're having now will absolutely impact on that momentum that happens into 2022 and beyond. So the industry is geared up for this, Gavin. We want it back. We're actively out there looking for it to come back. And again, just that guideline from government to say, right, this is going to be the date that the international borders will open and we'll start seeing international tourists start coming back in. New Zealand gave that date a few weeks ago, as the 30th of April. Mm. We're hoping that it's going to be inside that, and then we can really start to plan from that point onwards.
It's so important, isn't it, to have a date, have you said, as you said, have that marker in the sand to say, right, everyone get vaccinated, you've got until X date, and then things will reopen. I just think that's so important from government. We need that.
And it again, that word confidence, Gavin. Mm. You know, not only is it for our industry here in North Queensland, but it's also for our partners overseas. They've got such a heavy stakehold in selling our destination that they need that guidance too. They've been sitting there in limbo for 2 years. They want that guidance there from us so that they can start selling Australia and North Queensland with a whole heap of confidence again as well.
Mm. Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed that we do get some of that clarity. As we said, we've hit that 80% mark. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is, of course, urging people who haven't been vaccinated yet to go and do it so we can get closer to that 90% mark. But that is, of course, that's a bit of a leap. I think getting to 80% has been shown around the world. 80% itself is a challenge, but it's that next 10, 15% that is a bit of a slow crawl. So if we can get to 90%, well, hopefully that makes all of that international market restart. As you said, such a huge task for you and your industry. That would make that so much easier. Michael Nelson from Pinnacle Tourism Marketing, great insights as usual. Thank you for your contribution as well to the show this year. Try and have a break. I know you don't really get a break at all. Please have a break and let's get you back on fresh in the new year when we know more as things unfold. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Gavin. Cheers.